This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Any bookstore you go to, any library you go to the new book section, I challenge you to do this, and you will see a jacket, a book jacket, that will have these words on it. This book will change your life. And it may be a reference to something in terms of personal relationships. It may have something to do with finances. It may have something to do with psychology or whatever. But this book will change your life. And you'll pick it off the shelf. You may buy it and you say, well, it had some interesting things to say, but it didn't necessarily change my life. There is one book, however, that we can talk about today that I can use these words, and I can't use them about any other book in the world. A book that is both alive and active. And that book is the Word of God, because those are the words the Bible uses about itself, that it's alive and active. Alive in what way? Alive with the one who wrote it. The Bible is alive with the one who wrote it, and it's active with the power behind it, the power that inspired it. Today we're continuing our sermon series from the book of Hebrews. We're in the fourth chapter, a passage that speaks about the word itself, Hebrews 4, and then we're going to look at a passage in Timothy as well. Hebrews 4:12 says this, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation," underline that phrase, "nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account." One of the most frightening verses in all of the Bible, the verse I just read. Then if we could look at 2 Timothy 3:16, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God, and I would add the woman of God as well, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Next to preaching, the thing that I enjoy the most about being in ministry is talking to people one-on-one about their relationship with the Lord. I love to talk to people about their faith. I love to talk to people, encourage them in their faith, to find their strength in the Lord. I had a conversation years back with a very busy man who said, "Look, I got 30 minutes I'll carve out for you. I want to talk to you. I'm not used to this church thing. I want to talk to you for 30 minutes. He came in, he ran into my office, sat down, and here's what he said. "Randy, just cut to the chase. Just tell me the things I have to believe to be a part of this church." I thought it was an intriguing statement. Just tell me the things I have to believe. I'm going to admit to you, I may have been wrong in what I told him. But I will tell you the two things. I say, you need to believe two things. We'll start there. Number one, you need to believe that Jesus Christ is everything he claimed to be. You need to believe that he is the Son of God. You need to believe that he is God in the flesh, because I said that's paramount. If you don't believe who Jesus is, who he is, there's no point in continuing this conversation. And I said, secondly, I think you need to believe that the Bible really is what it claims to be. That the Bible isn't like Grimm's fairy tales. The Bible isn't like a dictionary. The Bible isn't some textbook that we consult for information. The Bible, you see, is living and active, alive with the one who wrote it and active with the power behind it. And that's what I want you to go home with today. Well, all this week, the fifth message in the series called Jesus Is from the New Testament book of Hebrews. We're going to do something each day this week. I've only done it one other time in all my years on the radio, and that is I'm going to read the text every day. It's such a strong text about the Bible and what the Bible says about itself. I feel it's important to read the text every day, as we did. You may remember in the Proverbs series when I talked about the seven things God hates. I read that text every day. Why? Because you need to hear it, and so do I. Crosshope.org is our website.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.